Good morning. Today we continue a series of meditations from John's Gospel. Our second meditation comes to us from John chapter 1 and verse 16, which says, "And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace." This means that out of the fullness of who Jesus is, the repentant experiences abundant grace. This morning, we will look at the fullness of Christ and the grace of Christ. The fullness of Christ can be seen as having two aspects. Firstly, the fullness of Christ refers to the fact that Jesus has all the fullness of the Trinity. Christ has all the fullness of the Father and the Spirit. All the godness of the Father is found in Jesus. All the godness of the Holy Spirit is found in Jesus. The fullness of Christ is the same as that of the Father and the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul made the same point in Colossians 1 verse 19. "For it pleased the Father that in him," that's Christ, "all the fullness should dwell." Similarly, in Colossians 2 verse 9, the Apostle wrote, "For in him," that is Jesus, "dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him." So firstly, the fullness of Christ refers to the fact that Jesus has all the fullness of the Trinity. Secondly, the fullness of Christ infers the emptiness of the sinner. Man without Christ is spiritually empty. Man without Christ is spiritually famished. Man without Christ is spiritually starving. Man outside of Christ is vile and full of sin. Man outside of Christ is intrinsically unrighteous. So much so that Isaiah chapter 64 and verse 6 says, "All our righteousness are as filthy rags." In other words, our best efforts at righteousness fails. Jeremiah reminds us in Jeremiah 17 verse 9 that our hearts are deceitful and desperately wicked. Man without Christ is running on empty. Man without Christ is desperate. Man without Christ is desperately depraved, desperately wicked, desperately starving, desperately thirsting, desperately restless. Indeed, the Bible, in describing man outside of Christ, says in Romans chapter 3 and verse 10, "There is none righteous, no, not one." In the sinner's state, there is a lack of goodness sufficient to please God. In the sinner's state, there is no ability to please God. In the sinner's state, there is no ability to do God's will. In the sinner's state, he cannot produce the obedience that a holy God requires. The sinner is empty and incapable of pleasing a holy God. That is how people are outside of Christ. People are empty without Christ. In the sinner's state, there's a void that only Christ can fill. So firstly, the fullness of Christ refers to the fact that Jesus has all the fullness of the Trinity. Secondly, the fullness of Christ infers the emptiness of the sinner. Thirdly, the fullness of Christ supplies everything a sinner could need. All that sinners require to be in right relationship with God is fully found in Jesus Christ. Everything the sinner needs to be in right relationship with God, he lacks. Everything the sinner needs to be in right relationship with God, he has in Christ. The fullness of Christ is not like the fullness of a vessel or the fullness of a reservoir. The fullness of Christ is more like the fullness of an overflowing fountain. The fullness of Christ is like the vessel that overflows. Jesus is the Savior for all who are spiritually empty. Jesus is the Savior for all who long to be filled. Jesus is the Savior for all who struggle to find meaning in life. The great tragedy is that many who are longing for meaning in life, longing for release from the guilt of sin, They look for love, meaning, and belonging in the world instead of in Christ. Nothing in this fallen, wretched, and depraved world will truly satisfy the deepest longings of the human soul. Not pleasure, not romance, not fame, not fortune. Only Jesus satisfies the deepest yearnings of the spiritually famished, the spiritually empty, the spiritually starving, the spiritually thirsty. The fullness of Christ supplies everything a sinner could need. Here are two things a sinner needs. Firstly, the sinner needs light. Hear the words of John chapter 3, verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Hear the words of John 8, verse 12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. The second thing the sinner needs is life. Hear the words of John chapter 3 and verse 36. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abides on him. Hear the words of John chapter 5 and verse 24. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who sent me has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death into life. And Jesus also said in John chapter 10 and verse 10, I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly. You see, friends, life lived to the fullest is life surrendered to Christ. Life lived with the greatest meaning is life fully surrendered to Christ. Life lived without emptiness is life fully surrendered to Christ. The fullness of Christ supplies everything a sinner could need. Whatever is necessary to save men from the eternal penalty of their sins is guaranteed in the fullness of Christ. To live a full life, you have to be in Christ. If you want to live out your fullest God-ordained potential, you have to be in Christ. All meaning to life is found in Christ. All sense to be made out of life's frustrations are found in Christ. Having looked at the idea of the fullness of Christ, let's us look briefly now at the grace of Christ. Firstly, the term grace, as used in the Bible, refers to God's disposition. Secondly, the term grace, as used in the Bible, also refers to God's manner of saving sinners. Grace is God's favor and kindness bestowed on those who do not deserve it and cannot earn it. If God dealt with us according to the truth of our sins, the truth of our evil thoughts, then we would all receive the fullness of his wrath. Grace was secured for sinners on the merits of the atoning death and the perfect life lived by the Lord Jesus Christ. To put it another way, Jesus died in our place, but he also lived in our place. Because of the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, God now freely shares his fullness of grace with every sinner who repents of his or her sins. As sinners, we deserve condemnation, we deserve judgment, but we receive the grace of salvation at the moment of repentance. Furthermore, we receive grace to meet the challenges of our journey of faith. Today is a good day to surrender your life to Christ, repent of your sins, and to receive the fullness and grace of Christ. Until next week, may Christ continue to bless you greatly.